wonderful. Good evening to one and all, folks. We're at the Danny Kyle Open Stage, and I've got another lovely young man with me, as is my wont, Robin Adams. Good evening to you.
Hello, Liz. Good evening.
How you doing? Lovely to have you with us, and I'm delighted that you sent your music in to us. Have you been busy during the lockdown writing and so forth?
I have. I recorded a fair bit of an album that I released in 2020 during the first lockdown, and then I released that album that that came out at the end of 2020, and that was One Day, and won the Celtic Music Radio Album of the Year with that.
Yes,
because it was released last year, but they included it in this kind of bunch of songs, so that was amazing. And yeah, I'm just still busy writing and kind of working on the next record as we speak, basically. So.
Excellent. Well, you brought three tracks for us to listen to, and also there's a video which I'll put a link into as well so folk can actually see you, which is always an extra bonus. What would be your first track, and could you tell us a bit about it?
Sure, yeah. The first track is called To Be Free, and the song was written after quite a long period of illness. And I was sick for about 4 years, and the nature of the illness was quite mysterious. The doctors couldn't quite figure out what was wrong with me, but chronic fatigue syndrome was the diagnosis at the time. And for a very long time, I just couldn't get out, couldn't do the things I wanted to do. And around the time where I started to recover and get my energy back, a lot of songs came out, and it was really just expressing that longing to be free and on the road and playing my music and doing what I love doing. And this song has endured, and so that's what that song's about.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. Well, thank you so much indeed for bringing that to us. And as often out of adversity comes magic music, I've found that over the years. So thank you for bringing it into, and well done in getting through it all.
Thank you.
Could I ask you to charge us with your second song that you want to play for us?
My second song is called The Pale Queen. And that is a song about a friend who she's actually allergic to the sun. And she told me this story. She's fine, she's just, she's got cream that she can wear and stuff so she can get out. But when she was young, they didn't know what was wrong with her. She used to scream for kind of no reason as a baby, and they couldn't figure it out. And I just thought it was a kind of interesting, idea for a song. So I wrote the song. It's called The Pale Queen. It's just about somebody who's kind of allergic to the sun, basically.
Oh, poor soul, but again, a wonderful song and a great dedication. Thank you for that.
It's actually great. It's a bit of a kind of fairy tale. I turned it into a bit of a fairy tale, so yeah. It's quite silly. It's quite silly, but it's a nice, light-hearted song.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you for that one. And again, thank you for the explanation. Too often when you hear songs, when you do put your own interpretation onto them, it's quite a revelation when you actually find out what the song's about. You know,
<an author. laughs> For sure.
Could I ask you, for your last song, what would you like us to play?
And the last song is The Beggar. And that song, I think, I'm trying to remember how it came around. I'd watched the Laurence Olivier version of Hamlet. And it had kind of inspired, it's very, obviously very beautiful and poetic, and especially that version. And something about it inspired me to write this song. It's quite a mysterious one, to be honest. I would find it hard to sum up in words.
Yeah.
It deals with archetypes, and it's quite an ethereal song.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we've loved your music, and of course, new music with Mother Hat on at Celtic Music Radio. So thank you for bringing it to the open stage. Yeah, delighted that you're writing even more, and we'll look forward to hearing your upcoming albums. And hopefully, in the not too distant future, we'll get out to see you performing live.
No, that'd be great. Excellent. It'd be great to see you. Thank you.
Right. Safe onward journeys. And again, thank you for your music.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Too fast, it's much too slow. There ain't no in between, you know. I'm yearning, burning, darling, to be free. This life's all wrong without a song to sing a thousand miles from home. I'm yearning, burning, darling, to be gone. Now they see me, this barren tree. I do believe it's time to thank you. There once was a ghost who ate nothing but toast, the occasional tangerine. Instead of a boat to keep her afloat, she sailed on a tambourine. The fish on the coast, they loved her the most and called her the Pale Queen. They said, there goes a girl who hides from the sun, but still she shines brighter than ever. When she was just young, she was left in the sun, and then she would start to cry. By her infant tongue, her pain it was sung, still nobody figured out why. They said, there goes the girl who hides from the sun, but still she shines brighter. She built a machine that turned all the daylight to green. It was so obscene, if you'd been on the scene, you'd have sworn it was only a dream. They said, there goes the girl who hides from the sun, but still she shines brighter.
Thank you. She's the moonlight on the river, the pale face that smiles from beneath. Like the flame that gently flickers, the cracking breath of branches on the reach. Every rose ever unraveled, every web was ever spun, every fruit that ever dangled, every leaf was ever hung, is unwittingly the beggar for the picking hands of time to surely come. She's a locker up of angels in a prison where her troubles never sleep. In a world of broken fingers where the wings of winter's ink will slowly bleed. Every rose ever unraveled, every web was ever spun, every fruit that ever dangled, every leaf that ever hung, is unwittingly the beggar for the pecking hands of time to surely come. Slipping from her body into skinless ties that laugh into the breach. And the dirt beneath the willow is forever feeding sorrow what he needs. Every rose ever unraveled, every web was ever spun, every fruit that ever dangled, every leaf that ever hung, is unwittingly the beggar for the picking hands of time to surely come.